Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm joined today on the phone by Doyle Jeter. He's the founder of the Northeast Louisiana Music Trail. Doyle, welcome to Lanyap. Good to have you.
Hello. Hello. Always good to be here.
Now, you're traveling the world right now, joining us via telephone from up in the Northeast, but you've got a big event coming up as soon as you get back to town, and it's a new marker on the Northeast Louisiana Music Trail. Who are you going to honor this time?
I sure do. Well, this is our 27th marker. You guys have been with us every step of the way. This marker is honoring the legendary Al Pudler Harris.
Now, Al Pudler Harris played with some big-time folks, but he got his start back on the Louisiana Hayride, right?
He sure did. Well, he actually got his start playing piano at his grandfather's general store in the little village of Jigger, Louisiana, which is in Franklin Parish, not far from Fort Necessity. But that's where he learned to play piano. His granddad actually sold pianos at the general store. But Pudler went off to join the Marines after high school, and he actually played in a band in high school with Fred Carter Jr., who we have a marker for in Winnsboro. But he went off to the Marines. When he came back to Louisiana, he took a job playing on the Louisiana Hayride as staff pianist. He actually replaced Floyd Kramer. And he played on the Hayride for a while, backed up a lot of folks, including Johnny Horton and some other legendary players. But he took off, it's interesting, he took off to Hollywood, California, with Fred Carter Jr., Joe Osborne, and James Burton. They went out there. Fred Carter didn't stay around. He headed to Canada and joined up with a band that became the band. They were called the Hawks. But the other guys, James Burton, Joe Osborne, and Pudler, ended up becoming Ricky Nelson's backup band.
Very cool.
And yeah, you can't make it up.
And, you know, I guess just the fact of playing the Hayride, that was like the hottest thing in the world. Everybody was tuning into the Hayride, so you got the opportunity to meet all sorts of the world's top musicians who were rolling through North Louisiana.
They sure did, and I mean, didn't even have to be people rolling through. Joe Osborne is known, well-known, as a member of the Wrecking Crew out in L.A., and James Burton, of course, played guitar for Elvis Presley forever. These guys, Joe Osborne was born over in Mound. We have a marker coming up for him next year. But he, Pudler, James, and Joe Osborne, when they hit L.A., everybody jumped on them and wanted them to play. Pudler ended up traveling all over the planet as Ricky Nelson's piano player, was on TV, appeared in a movie, was actually on Ozzy and Harriet for the old-timers out there. But he soon ended up playing music sessions in L.A. for a lot of the top 60s bands. Of course, Joe Osborne became, you know, well-known. He's played on probably 200-plus big hits in the 60s. Pudler ended up moving on to Nashville, Tennessee, and he became a very sought-after backup musician in Nashville because of his boogie-woogie music style, and ended up playing on tons of sessions. Actually, our friend Bobby Bridger, who has a marker on the music trail, Bobby had been telling me about Pudler for many years. I met Bobby literally when I moved here from Pennsylvania. Bobby was a high school art teacher, and he talked about Pudler going up to Nashville and playing with Pudler, Fred Carter Jr. But Fred became much in demand in Nashville, and played on just dozens and dozens of hits. He also was picked up as a musician in the band, backing band, for people like Loretta Lynn, Governor Jimmy Davis, and most infamously, he was with Conway Twitty for quite a while, traveling all over the planet. There are some great videos of Pudler playing with Conway, and I'm telling you, these guys are rocking like rockabilly rock and roll, early rock and roll music.
Now, he was part of that music royalty there. He got in tight with a couple of politicians, right?
He sure did. Well, Governor Jimmy Davis, notably, in later years, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because I got to meet Puddler on a couple of occasions very briefly. But if y'all remember the Louisiana Folklife Festival that was in Monroe, that's a good example of the work he did with politicians. He was on Lieutenant Governor Fox McKithen's Louisiana Caravan that included a bunch of Louisiana players. Puddler was on that. And again, he traveled around and toured with Governor Jimmy Davis.
We've got just a couple of minutes left talking with Doyle Jeter, talking about Al Puddler Harris. The marker's going to be unveiled. When and where
that
are you putting the marker?
Well, that will be on Saturday, November 22nd. And that marker is going to be unveiled in, again, the little village of Jigger, Louisiana, in front of the old general store, ironically, where he started out as a kid playing music.
Now,
and it's at 12:30 p.m. to 2 p.m. on the 22nd of November.
And I know a lot of times a lot of the musicians will gather up, and what do you have planned that day?
You know, honestly, this is going to be a little bit different because it's kind of in the middle of nowhere. It's a lovely little area. There actually is going to just be a gathering of family and friends afterwards on one of Puddler's nephew's farms. It's going to be some old school picking and grinning going on. And, you know, Puddler is going to be included on other events down the road that are in the planning stages. So we'll be celebrating them in our own way, but this will be more of a homespun unveiling, not a huge event, but it means these little town unveilings like Jigger and Extension, where we did Richard Berry's marker, I enjoy those more than anything, to be honest with you.
It's Doyle Jeter, founder of the Northeast Louisiana Music Trail. Doyle, we're out of time again. What day is the marker and where do I go?
That is this Saturday coming. That is November 22nd in Jigger, Louisiana. Google it. Google Maps will take you right there. It's basically between Winnsboro and Fort Necessity.
That's Doyle Jeter with the Northeast Louisiana Music Trail. Find out about this and other events. Be sure and visit our website at kedm.org.